Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, welcome. This is Doug Foresta. Welcome to another episode of Creating Change. Today, the topic I'm going to talk about is how to stay focused on your voice in a noisy world. And one of the things that I'm going to discuss is how to stay focused in a noisy world when the world outside you is noisy, but also the noise that comes from inside of us as well, because there's two types of noise. There's the noise that other people generate, and then there's the noise in our own heads. And I'm going to discuss both of those and how to overcome them. Let's talk about, first of all, the problem, you know, the idea of it being a noisy world. You know, if I were to go today, this morning, as of this recording, and go to, let's say, CNN.com, right, which is probably one of the bigger media outlets out there. And I look there and what do I see? You know, Trump's hidden taxes fuel Russia rumors. Trump to unveil new travel plan. Russian glee over Trump's election gives way to frustration. Is Trump's new conspiracy theory a tactic to divert attention from Russia? And then there's just all this stuff going on that you may or may not, you know, especially I may understand, they may understand, you know, I may not understand, I may understand. But the idea is that this probably isn't something that is core or central to my voice, right? So what do I do with that? I mean, we can't ignore the world and we can't pretend like the world doesn't exist. But at the same time, if we're thrown off every time that something happens in the world, it's going to be very difficult for us to focus on our voice. So especially, I think, the way that things are in the world today, and truly, honestly, there's always something. I mean, that's the other piece about it. There's always noise. There's always some form of noise in the world. It doesn't matter what elections are going on. It doesn't matter what the political system is. It could be sports. It could be anything. You know, any time of the year, there might be something happening everyone is talking about. And there's so much competing as well. I remember, you know, so much information competing for our attention. I remember when I first started studying marketing and advertising. I studied copywriting at School of Visual Arts in New York City. And this was in 1990. And I remember that, you know, one of the things they were saying is that the world is getting busier and there's just more and more technology that's competing for our attention. And of course, this is in 1990, right? This is before the internet. And they said, you know, I think that our attention is saturated. And, you know, if our attention was saturated in 1990, what is it now? And one of the real big problems is really that, you know, we're not necessarily even competing when we think about sharing our voice with the world. We're not always competing with other people who are sharing similar things to what we're sharing, but rather we're actually competing with just all of the noise out there and the overwhelm. And I'm sure that if you take any time to think about it, that there have been times in your life recently where you've said, man, I just need to shut it all off because it's too much, it's too intense, and I just can't do it. So what do we do with that, right? How do we, you know, think to yourself, well, you know, I'm just one person with a microphone and a laptop. How am I going to cut through? I mean, if CNN can't cut through the noise, and CNN, of course, is creating a lot of noise, then how am I going to be able to get through that? And so let's address that one now, and then we'll talk about the noise inside our own heads next. First and foremost, I think one of the things that's really important is for ourselves is to get still, right? And to realize that, do we need to know every single piece of information that's going on in the world? It used to be the case that we did not, right? There were a lot of things going on in the world that we didn't know about simply because we didn't have access to it. And now in the age of the internet, we can know just about anything that's going on in the world. Now, we don't actually, the irony is we don't know everything that's going on in the world. We know what the media wants us to know. And so, you know, we know the things that the media decides are the things that we should know. But on top of it, right, if let's say we want to unplug from CNN, well, then there's Facebook and there's Twitter and there's LinkedIn. And these are, of course, great places for us to share our voice, but they're also places where our feed can get, you know, very busy with all kinds of other information and pictures of cats and you name it. So you know, we talked about this before, but the problem is the solution is kind of the problem. The problem is the solution, right? That the fact that we have more ways to share a voice than ever is great. But the fact that we have more ways to share a voice means that we are bombarded by things. So one of the things I think we need to do first and foremost for ourselves is to decide what we're going to pay attention to and what we're not going to pay attention to. And this is very difficult because, you know, it's a challenge to say, well, I'm going to shut off some parts of information that's coming into the world because don't I want to be informed? Don't I want to know everything that's going on? But the reality is we can't know everything that's going on anyway. It's just not really possible. It's not possible to know every single thing that's happening in the world. And what are we going to do about it? This morning I woke up and for some reason I have this fixation on North Korea and looking at news about North Korea. And so there was something in the news about, you know, North Korea is making longer range missiles. And so I'm sitting there going, well, what are we going to do about this? And of course, you know, what are we going to do about it? I'm not going to do anything about it, right? What is it going to do me? What use is it going to do for me to be fixating on whether North Korea is making longer range missiles or not? How can I possibly have any input into that in my current state? So what am I doing? I'm making myself more worried and I'm contributing to the noise. You know, I'm contributing certainly to the noise in my own ecosystem. So what if I unplug from that, right? And I decided, you know, I'm really going to stay focused on what I want to stay focused on. And that's one of the things I love about Empower Radio, which is the idea that this is all of the stations and everything that you listen to, all the programs are really about empowering you to live a better life, right? So you don't find a lot of places where that's possible. But thinking about how am I going to plug into more positive, empowering messages that truly are the ones that I want to focus on, right? And if my thing is about voice and it's about what is, you know, how are people sharing their voice and how are people creating change, then I really want to focus on that. And I don't want to focus so much on North Korea and their long range missiles. And if there's something that I need to know, I am certain that the media will bang me over the head with it enough times that I'll find out about it. And so again, it can be challenging because it feels like we're unplugging a bit from the world. But the truth is, sometimes we need to unplug from the world a bit. It's just part of life, you know, that we need to do this because there is too much noise out there. Now, the bigger question, of course, becomes, but how do I reach other people who are having the same problem, right? How do I reach my tribe when they're so overwhelmed? And I think one of the things to do is to start with the people closest to you. Start with the people who know you, like you, trust you. When I started the Coach Zing show about 3 years ago, might have been longer, about 3 years ago, when I started the Coach Zing show, which I ran for about 2 years, it was a show for coaches, therapists, and speakers who want to, you know, work less, earn more, and help more people through content marketing. And when I started the show, it was, you know, very few people knew who I was, but I started by interviewing people that I was closest to. My very first guest was Bill O'Hanlon, who was a really great guy, author, speaker, psychotherapist. If you don't know who he is, I highly recommend checking him out. It's Bill O'Hanlon. And, you know, Bill is someone that I've known for years. And then I interviewed other people that I knew. And so, you know, one of the ways to cut through the noise in the beginning is to start with the people that you know, start with the people that you're closest to, because you're not ever going to be too busy that you forget who your siblings are. You're not going to forget who your best friends are, right? I mean, those people are going to cut through the noise. So start with that and then build out a circle and a community of people who are very close to you. That's really a big part of it. You know, it's not just, we focus so much on numbers, and I've talked about this before, but how much we focus in social media on numbers, you know, how many listeners do you have? How many Facebook followers do you have? But I think the numbers are a byproduct of creating good content and finding an audience. So if you start with the people that are closest to you, by definition, that's going to help cut through some of that noise because these are people that know you. And then you expand out from there by asking those people to share your content. But another piece of it that's really important is we've got to create content that doesn't add to the noise, right? Like hopefully this podcast is something thoughtful that helps contribute to your life. so much of what's coming at us today is not content that really is meant to contribute to our lives. It's not meant to uplift us. It's not meant to help us move forward and create change. It's really meant to scare us and to make us feel overwhelmed in order to take some other action. And that's what I would argue is the case with CNN. I mean, the reason that their whole reason for existing is really to sell advertising and to increase their ratings. So the more that they can get you worked up about Russia, the more they can get you worked up about North Korea. And I mean, that's just what's happening in the world at this moment. There'll be something else, right? There's always something else. There's always some other thing that's happening in the world. But the more that they get you worked up, and the worse you feel, the more helpless you feel, then the more you're going to be susceptible to advertising, the more you're going to want some type of escape, the more you're going to just keep checking in to see what's happening because you're worried about the bad thing that's going to happen. I don't think that that's the kind of voice that we want to share in the world. And I know that, you know, as a listener of the show, that's not what you want to do in the world, right? You want to share your voice and inspire people to positive action. So more than anything, it doesn't mean that we can't talk about the problem, and we should talk about problems and define problems. But at the end of the day, and again, this is why I love Empower Radio, is because at the end of the day, our content should be something that provides solutions and a positive focus for people. And if you can do that, that alone will help cut through the noise. The other thing that really helps cut through the noise is having a unique point of view. And I've talked a little bit about this before as well, but the idea of having a unique point of view means that you provide a way to see the world that is different. And you know, I come from the world of playwriting and screenwriting. And if you think about movies, for example, lots of movies come out during the year. How do you cut through the noise? How do you get people to watch your movie or your play or your television show? Well, simply put, you know, really well-written shows and really well-produced shows will rise to the top because they will stand out from the other shows that are just kind of derivative and are like every other show. So at this time right now, I'm really enjoying This Is Us, which is if you haven't watched it, it's on NBC. I think it's a really well-written show about a family that of three siblings, and it's a great show. You know, and there's lots of great shows that have come out, but this show has stuck out for me. Why? Because it really speaks to me, and I found it, you know, I found it sort of, you know, someone told me about it, and now I'm not worried about any other shows. In fact, I don't really even know that many other shows on TV. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I make the time to watch this because I really enjoy it. And I think that it adds value. You know, I really enjoy just watching the writing and the acting and the directing. So by definition, creating content that is unique to you, that really speaks to the way that you see the world, is very, very important, because that's going to help you again. You know, noise, if you think about what noise is stuff that we don't care about very much, right? It's the random information that's coming at us. It's the commercials. You know, it's interesting because I'm sure that you've had this experience. We're so good now at filtering out what they call traditional push advertising, which is, you know, come on down to, you know, John's Pizza Shop. We're so good at just filtering that out of our consciousness that we almost don't even notice it or recognize it, in fact, because we're so inundated with it that we've had to find a way to deal with it. And the way that most of us deal with it is we simply ignore it, right? And no matter what is said, it's just noise. And that's how we create noise. And then, you know, you have the Super Bowl commercials, and whether you like the Super Bowl commercials or not, they're typically better made, right? And those commercials then we pay more attention to because they are better made, and maybe they have celebrities in them, or they're funny, or they're poignant, and those tend to cut through the noise. So when you are working on creating a piece of content, when you're working on a podcast or a blog or a video, ask yourself the question, you know, what am I doing with this piece of content to make it stand out? The nice part is you don't have to do anything crazy. You really just have to share your own authentic voice. You just need to say, this is the way that I see the world, because there are so few people that are doing that. And particularly, I think, in the coaching and in the arena of coaching and personal development, where I know a lot of you are, very few people are actually standing up and saying, this is what I believe. This is what I mean. You know, I've said to you before, one of the things that drives me crazy is when I hear coaches or healers say things like, you know, I'm just a conduit, or I'm just a vehicle, and, you know, it's not about me. I understand what you mean, but at the same time, you're not just a conduit or vehicle, because if you are, then why would I want to work with you, right? We're not just vehicles. We also have a point of view. We have personalities. We have a way of seeing the world, and we should express that and we should share it, because it's one of the unique things that makes us us, and it's one of the things that's so important. So Coach Thing over time, to go back to Coach Thing for a moment, you know, we built that up. I mean, it wasn't enormous, but we built up a very nice following over 2 years. We had some very loyal followers of the show, and we still get listens to Coach Thing show. And, you know, it was never massive numbers, but at the height of it, we probably had about 300 regular listeners, which, you know, for me was, you know, I thought that was really great. I mean, to have an impact on 300 people who are regularly listening to the show in order to share their voice was good. You know, it was a solid number. And not that we wouldn't want to have grown it to more than that, but at the end of the day, it found an audience. It cut through the noise. People stopped and they went to listen to it. They took time out of their day to 300 people took time out of their day to listen to that show. Now, you know, I've had programs that have done better. I've had programs that have done worse. But the idea is that it did stick. And, you know, one of the things on that show that that was where I really found my voice, I think, you know, when I think about the idea of content marketing and helping coaches and authors, Coach Thing was where I really found my voice and found a place where I realized what I was passionate about, which was the idea of you have a responsibility to share your voice with the world. You know, that it's not just about you, even though I said it is about you. It's also not about you in the sense that other people are counting on us. They need that information, and we need to have the courage to, if we have something the world needs to hear, we have to have the courage to put it out there. So I sharpened and honed that my voice through Coach Thing. And that's the other piece, you know. So when you're first starting out, you may not immediately know what your voice is, but it's through the sharing and through continually asking yourself, what do I need to say? What is my specific way of saying it, that you'll cut through the noise? I want to switch gears here for a moment and move to the noise in our own heads and cutting through that noise in our own heads. So, because I think this is actually in some ways an even bigger issue than the noise outside of us, but the noise inside of us. Well, what do I mean by that? So, you know, as you know, I'm a therapist, I'm a licensed therapist, and I've worked with thousands of people over the years to help them to have more peace of mind and to get through anxiety and depression. Well, when we go to share our voice, I am convinced that one of the things that happens, and it's been my experience, is that as soon as you go to do something, you say, okay, I'm going to record a video, and all of a sudden you hear all this chatter in your head. You know what? You should clean the house. This is a waste of time. Who's going to listen to you? You're probably going to do a terrible job. You know, you look terrible on video. Oh, it's and just all the negative chatter that goes on inside our heads when we go to share a voice with the world. It makes a lot of sense, because one of the things that voice does is keep us safe. And one of the ways to keep you safe is if you never put anything out there, right? Or you never put anything good out there. Well, then guess what? No one's ever going to hear you, and no one's ever going to see you, and then you'll be safe. So that's really the purpose of that inner chatter. But I want you to just notice, I mean, one of the things you can do is just keep a journal as you go to share your voice. I mean, I'm working on a TEDx right now, and I know that I've been procrastinating because of my own fears about, you know, getting out there in the world and doing a TEDx talk. And I'm sure if you think about your own writing, your own speaking, your own whatever form of content you're putting out there, that I'm willing to bet that there's a good chance that you have that inner voice as well, that inner chatter. And so writing it down and noticing is a good first step to see, like, what's going on inside your head, what's going on that is maybe stopping you from fully expressing your voice. And like I said, it's interesting because we think that there's so much noise outside, but in fact, there's so much noise inside our heads as well. And I have found from the clients that I've worked with over the years, helping them start podcasts and share their voice and share their stories, that often really what starts first is the inner voice, right? And I know that we all have stories about our own worth and our own ability to share our voice and also, you know, how the world will respond. And I've said before that I don't think that we are educated and encouraged, for most of us are not, at a young age to share a voice and share our own unique point of view and say, this is the way I see the world. The other thing that is really important to do is to challenge those thoughts. So number one is to notice, right? Notice if you have thoughts that, you know, chatter inside your head that's stopping you from sharing. You know, you want to do a video, but it just isn't happening because you hear all these, this chatter. Notice that. Number two is challenge. You know, the my friend Cheryl Hunter says, you know, your thoughts are not your friends. And, you know, some thoughts are our friends, but many thoughts are not our friends. And so if you have a thought that says, well, you know, remember last year you shared a video and somebody put some negative comments out there, it's only going to get worse. You've got to ask yourself the question. You've got to start to challenge that voice and say, okay, well, is that true? Is it really true that it's going to get worse? And then what other thoughts am I having there, right? Am I having the thoughts of, okay, it's going to get worse, meaning I can't handle it, right? And you could start to say to yourself, you know what? Even if somebody does put a negative comment on YouTube, which seems to be a hobby for people these days, you know, even if somebody does that, I'm still going to be okay. I could still put my stuff out there and more people are going to like it than not like it. And even if it's not great at the beginning, I'm going to get better at it. So it's not the end of the world, right? It's not the end of the world. I'm going to learn from the experience. And in fact, if I don't do it, I'll never get started and then I'll never build momentum. I see this so many times with, unfortunately, you know, when I've talked to people over the years and they said, I want to start a podcast, but, right? I'm scared. I'm not ready. I've got to do this other thing. I've got to take these five classes. I've got to get certified. And really what's happening inside their head, you know, I can almost hear it, is the voice saying, you know, don't do it. Don't do it. It's not going to be good. And if you can challenge your thoughts, right, the difference between the people who've gone on and really put their work out there in the world and had new opportunities open up and get speaking opportunities and writing opportunities and business opportunities, and the people who are still sitting on it and waiting, right, and still waiting, is the ability to challenge your thoughts. If you're never able to examine and challenge your thoughts, it's going to be very difficult to cut through that noise. The other thing, aside from challenging your thoughts, that I think can be very helpful is accepting your thoughts. And what I mean by that is we don't always have to fight ourselves. Sometimes we do, you know, sometimes we really have to stand up and say, okay, that's enough of that thought. That is not true. And this is why it's not true. But sometimes we also, I think the more we go along, the more we can realize that this is certainly true for me. You know, I have all kinds of thoughts all day long. And some of them are catastrophic thoughts about things that are going to happen and how bad it's going to be. You know, some thoughts are just random thoughts about, you know, I've got so many things to do. But at the end of the day, most of the time, most of the thoughts that I have and most of the fears and worries and anxieties that I have never come true. And then the things that I do have to deal with are things that I never thought about in the first place. And I often encourage people to say, you know, go back to your calendar, whether you keep a digital calendar or whether you have a physical calendar, go back a year ago and pick a random day and try to think about what were you worried about on that day. And I guarantee you, A, you won't be able to even remember what you were worried about. But if on some off chance you were able to actually remember what you were worried about on that day, I will ask you this question. Did any of those things come true? And the vast majority, 99% of the time, you're going to find that the things that you were so worried about did not come true. So just being able to accept and let a thought come in and come out will help you with the clutter inside your own head. So just to recap, we're talking today about, you know, we've been talking about is this idea of clearing the noise, right? So that you can share your voice. And one of the ways to clear the noise externally is just to take in less of the junk, you know, the junk news that you don't need. I'm not talking about the Trump fake news, but just the stuff that takes up space in our head. And then inside, you know, that piece inside inside our own heads, the idea is to let go of, to notice, to challenge, and ultimately to let go. Just let the thoughts come in and let the thoughts come out. You don't need to contribute to more noise in your head by continuing to cycle through those thoughts and cycle through particularly negative thoughts that are going to help you, that are going to not help you to share your voice. And what happens is, as you do this, you're going to clear space for yourself to create from a place of silence, a place of groundedness, a place of being centered. And again, as that happens, you'll create better content. And ironically, what you'll find is, you know, the world has always been filled with noise. But there's always room. I really believe this. There's always room for good art, for good music, for you know, a blog post that just really speaks to you. No matter how busy we are, if something is really well done, it does stand out and it does cut through the noise, no matter how much noise there is, because for the most part, most of the noise in our lives is not information that uplifts us, right? It's just negative thoughts and fears and worries and North Korean missile articles on North Korean missiles. Most of the stuff that surrounds us is that. And good work will always cut through the noise. So do good work. Thank you so much for joining me today on Creating Change. And as always, keep creating. The world needs your gifts. This is Doug Foresta on Creating Change.